From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This week, the wife of Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa filed for divorce. This personal crisis follows a number of political setbacks the mayor has suffered recently. But as he approaches the midpoint of his first term, LA's first Latino mayor in modern times remains popular, even as some question his accomplishments in office. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Antonio Villaraigosa claims that he only sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night. One look at his public schedule gives the impression that might be true. The mayor seems to be everywhere, dashing through the sprawling city from one event to another. Maybe it was that schedule that put strains on his marriage. Maybe it was something else. Villaraigosa wasn't saying when he faced the press to announce he was separating from Corina, his wife of 20 years.
This is a private matter. It's a matter between me and my family. Those kinds of questions are inappropriate, and I won't answer them.
The next day, Corina Villaraigosa filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. This is the topper on the mayor's string of recent difficulties. In April, the city lost out to Chicago for a chance to host the 2016 Olympics. In May, some LA cops beat demonstrators and journalists at an immigration rally. Then the New Yorker magazine ran a scathing article portraying Villaraigosa as the epitome of ruthless ambition. But none of this seems to have dimmed his star with the national Democratic establishment. His endorsement in the presidential race was much sought after. A couple of weeks ago, he bestowed it upon Hillary Clinton. And if you listen to her, it's almost hard to tell who was endorsing whom.
There are a lot of things I admire about him, but in particular, I find that he is an honest optimist and a practical visionary.
After 2 years, though, Villaraigosa's agenda is still more visionary than practical. In fact, what seems to energize the mayor is the audacity of his plans. Improve the city's horrifying traffic, beef up the police department, house the homeless, plant 1 million trees, fix the much-derided public school system, combat gang violence, and bring harmony to the city's diverse and fractious residents. So, how's he doing?
An A for effort.
That's the grade Villaraigosa gives himself.
You know, we're not done yet.
His broad agenda, he says, is what the voters really want.
They expect me to deal with a lot of issues, not just one or two, and want to see a mayor get things done, and that's what we're trying to do.
You have to love somebody who's willing to raise that many expectations,
says political scientist Raphael Sonnenschein. The mayor, he says, does have some accomplishments, finding the money to hire 1,000 more cops, for example. But Sonnenschein says the mayor has to be careful he doesn't become a victim of his own lengthy to-do list.
To the extent that he can narrow those down and make some progress, and you combine that with his skills as a politician, I think he could end up having a very successful term, and if he doesn't do that, I think he'll have some problems.
The issue Villaraigosa is most likely to be judged on is school reform. Mayors in Chicago, New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C. have gained direct control over public schools, and Villaraigosa's expended an enormous amount of his time in office trying to do likewise. Standing in his way, an elected school board with the legal authority to run the schools. So Villaraigosa went to Sacramento to get a law passed giving him direct control. Though after all the cooks had their way with the soup, he only got control of some of the schools.
This was a backroom deal that didn't have the people of L.A. involved, nor their representatives on the school board.
David Tukovsky is a 3-term member of the L.A. Unified School Board, which sued to overturn the law and defeated the mayor in court after a battle that lasted 18 months.
It took a lot of human energy for over a year. And I think that was unfortunate because our kids can't wait for the adults to go through their tangos. They need to have the adults working to make a better school system.
Villaraigosa has no regrets about the takeover attempt that failed.
People don't expect you to do everything you say you're going to do. They expect you to put the 110% effort. Sometimes you don't quite get it over the top, but you keep on working at it.
And working hard. Villaraigosa will soon begin campaigning for Hillary Clinton. In 2009, he'll be running for re-election, and he's touted as a likely candidate for California governor in 2010. Meanwhile, he'll be dealing with a lot of unfinished business as a leader of the nation's second-largest city. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.